You're listening to SBS News.
The United States has announced harsh new sanctions on Iranian steel, aluminium, copper and iron sectors. The move comes after officials in Iran announced Iran is looking at quitting parts of the 2015 nuclear agreement with world powers, which the US abandoned in 2018. Iran's move to curb compliance is an attempt to thwart US sanctions policy, which is now hitting its second biggest exporter earner after oil, affecting an already crippling economy. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani wants European parties to the deal, inclusive of the United Kingdom, Germany and France, to deliver on the oil and banking sanctions relief it has previously been promised.
Our nation should know that we have not withdrawn from the nuclear deal. They shouldn't think that the nuclear deal doesn't exist anymore. The nuclear deal is still in place, but today we will flip and show the other side of the coin.
Iran has suspended two parts of the deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which controls the sale of surplus-enriched uranium and heavy water. Under the deal, Iran is required to sell its surplus, which can be used in the manufacture of nuclear weapons, abroad, rather than keep it. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Iran has taken the action in response to what he has called irresponsible behaviour on the part of the US.
The US is to blame for this situation. It makes things difficult for both Iran to fulfil its obligations made by participants of the deal and for general efforts towards nuclear non-proliferation.
Mr. Rouhani has given world powers 60 days to negotiate new terms for its 2015 nuclear deal. Germany's Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has joined European leaders in expressing concern over the threat.
Our position is and remains that we want to preserve the agreement, in particular to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. We do not need an escalation in the region. The point now is that all steps must be avoided that could endanger regional stability and security.
UK Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is warning Iran against taking any further steps, suggesting the deal is important for Western diplomacy.
We urge the Iranians to think very long and hard before they break that deal. It is in no one's interest. It is certainly not in their interest, because the moment they go nuclear, their neighbours will as well.
The JCPOA was agreed upon by Iran and the United Nations Security Council's five permanent members, China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom and the United States, plus Germany, and endorsed by the Council in July 2015. The spokesperson for the Security Council's Secretary General Farhan Haq says Antonio Guterres has expressed a strong hope that will remain.
The Secretary General has consistently reiterated that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action represents a major achievement in nuclear nonproliferation and diplomacy, and has contributed to regional and international peace and security. He strongly hopes that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action can be preserved.
It's been a year since the United States officially withdrew from the JCPOA agreement. US President Donald Trump has used the anniversary to also threaten further action unless Iran changes its behaviour. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's position on compliance depends on what Iran does, not what it says it may do.
We'll have to wait to see what Iran's actions actually are. They've made a number of statements about actions they threatened to do in order to get the world to jump. We'll see what they actually do. The United States will wait to observe that. And when we do, we'll make good decisions.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.